Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.
Welcome back to Drive Time. This Women's Day, the South African Human Rights Commission wishes to reaffirm its solidarity with women and girls and its commitment to the struggle for the substantive gender equality and the attainment of human rights for women and girls. The Commission also pays tribute to women, both nationally and internationally, who devoted their time for struggle for equality. Now joining us online is Gershwell Brooks, who is the Communication Coordinator for the South African Human Rights Commission. Mr. Brooks, welcome to the program.
Good day, Ibrahim, and good day to your listeners.
And thanks very much. Mr. Brooks, you are calling for an end, which you are saying there is a conspiracy of sirens around the abuse of women. Where do you think this conspiracy is?
Well, I mean, I think it's found everywhere, whether it be in the office, whether it be in the home, whether it be politically, whether you, whatever scenario you can think of. I mean, right now, I think the best example of the conspiracy of silence is the fact that we have a deputy minister that's been accused of assaulting someone in a nightclub, a woman. There's video footage of the incident. He initially said that he, that he only slapped her, and since then, you know, issued a half-hearted apology. And yet, no, there's no consequences to this. And I mean, that is basically society, senior political leadership, and all kinds of people not taking responsibility for an egregious issue, a serious issue.
And talking about the deputy minister, what are the police inabilities that you have seen, you know, in making a swift arrest concerning this involvement in the abuse of a woman at a named night spot?
Well, I mean, it's, for me, the issue is, I mean, it's something that happens all too often. I mean, we, you know, women are entitled to go out, they're entitled to raise their opinions about issues. And if there's a disagreement, you're not entitled to smack her, you know? And unfortunately, there's no consequences for this. And the commission asks that we see greater consequences for people that partake in these types of activities.
Concerning your organization, South African Human Rights Commission, can you tell us some of the gains that the country have made in trying to eradicate this violence against women?
I think it's very simple. We started with the Constitution, which at Section 9 gives everyone the right to equality, as well as no one can be unfairly discriminated against, including the basis of sex and race, I mean sex and gender rather. And then from there we have all kinds of other enabling bits of legislation. I mean, the one that comes to mind immediately is the fact that, for example, as part of employment equity, women have, you know, that the companies are incentivized and businesses incentivized to ensure that, you know, they hire women and give women opportunities, whether it be studies, whether it be all kinds of other stuff that they do. And I mean, that for me already points to the fact that there are gains being made in that particular space. Unfortunately, what we're seeing is that there is a discord between the law and our and society and societal attitudes in terms of that.
You have also spoken about the challenges that lie ahead. Could you just tell us what some of the challenges you face?
Well, I mean, when we talk about substantive equality, it doesn't just mean being equal on paper. It means women having equal economic opportunities and all kinds of things of that nature. Education, and even if they do have access to education, I mean, what facilities do they have to ensure that they are able to stay in school? And these are some of the things that we really need to think about. So I think for the Commission, there is a big difference between just merely saying someone is equal and ensuring that they're equal by making, by creating an enabling environment for them to be equal.
And how do you think these attitudes towards women and girls should change? I mean, for example, we have seen that the minister, actually, who is appointed by the highest authority, actually can go out in the night and actually, you know, slap a woman in public just like that. What do you think is the reflection to just the population that is looking at this? Do you think it's sending wrong attitudes?
Of course. I mean, it shows that people with political power at the very highest offices have political impunity, that they can do as they please. and that there's no consequences for that. And I think that that happens all too often within our communities and societies. I mean, religion and culture also need to start asking serious questions in terms of whether do we just say, for the sake of being politically correct, that women are equal, or do we actually treat them as equals within the home, within the workplace, within the environments that we occupy with them and share with them. So it is important that we start thinking about this in those lines when it comes to equality for women, that it's not just, you know, something that we say, but something that we actually live on a day-to-day basis.
And lastly, Mr. Brooks, you are talking about, you know, the lack of individual and institutional collaborative. What do you mean by this, and where do you think that is lagging?
Well, I mean, we've seen a lot of great work being done by various NGOs, by Chapter 9 institutions like ourselves, by government itself. And what seems to happen is that we see that in the space, in gender, it's extremely underfunded, not seen as a priority. And what you end up with is a situation whereby everyone's pulling in their own direction, you know. We have some great NGOs doing some great work in this particular space, but because of a scramble for resources, they're not getting the necessary support. And a lot of the time you find that those with power don't do much to advance the rights of women.
And what's your last statement on this important day on the South African calendar?
That Women's Day is extremely important, but I think that every day should be Women's Day, that women are equal every day of the year, and not just on specific days allocated in the calendar, whether it be by the UN or whether it be by government through public holidays. And I think that that women, if all of us are become more aware and sensitive to what women go through on a day-to-day basis and start addressing it, whether it be through religious organizations, NGOs, government, private citizens, then we will truly see a big difference. Because remember, it's private people, ordinary people like you and I and our listeners listening to us today that perpetuate some of the abuse that we read about and see about every day.
Gashua Brooks, who is the Communication Coordinator, South African Human Rights Commission, speaking to us on the reaffirmation of their organization towards the solidarity of women and girls. Gashua, thanks very much for speaking to us.
Only a pleasure, man. All the best to you.